This survey was done at the end of December to January. And during that time, the government actually disbanded the Anti-Corruption Commission and the Judicial Service Commission, which calls into question the government's willingness or also any commitment for anti-corruption.
What did you find in your survey when you talk about bribery?
In areas where the government is strong, especially in Mogadishu, we saw a third of people paying bribes in the last year. The whole country, it's 12% because there's a lot of territory where there's no government, so there's no one to bribe. So we've seen the highest bribe-taking areas in the capital, Mogadishu, where the government is strongest and has the biggest presence.
You say in your report that one startling statistic is that the low rate of complaints lodged following instances of bribery. Are you saying that the people did not complain once they noticed a bribery?
Because the government had disbanded the Anti-Corruption Commission, which was already weak, there is no avenue for people to lodge complaints. For that reason, even those people who lodged complaints did not have their complaints addressed. So we saw, I think, less than 10% of people complaining.
Those who admitted in your survey to paying bribe, why did they not report it to the authorities?
If there was an avenue for them to report it, they would have, because the government had disbanded the Anti-Corruption Commission and there is no other way for people to find redress. There's no government office to report corruption at all.
Which agency or government department did you find solicited the most bribes?
The one with the most bribe taking is the Somali Police Force. Almost half, I think 44% of the respondents say that they had bribed the police force, followed by the CID, the immigration, and the Somali National Army. Because of their presence and power all over the country, they are in a position to take bribes and demand it.
It was just in 2022 that Transparency International Corruption Perceptions Index listed Somalia and South Sudan as the most corrupt. Are you saying since then the government has taken little action in addressing the issue of corruption?
The government has taken, I would say, no action at all. So I would hope this is a wake-up call for the government to take action, not only to arrest random individuals, but to take the necessary institutional measures to bring back the Anti-Corruption Commission, which it disbanded in October of last year.
Does the government of Somalia know about your survey? Did you present it to the government?
Yes, we shared it with the relevant authorities. Yes, we shared it with the government.
How many people did you talk to?
1,037 people, yes.
Thank you, Mubarak. It's always nice to talk to you.
Thank you, James.